The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
At 59, American.
Front page news. In the nation's great tobacco markets, the famous Crosley poll has just finished asking independent tobacco experts,
what cigarette do you smoke?
Over 50% more named Lucky Strike than any other brand.
Yes, the impartial Crosley poll shows,
by a 50% margin over any other brand, independent tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike, first choice.
These experts are the independent tobacco buyers, auctioneers, and warehousemen, the men who see who buys what tobacco at the auctions. And when independent tobacco experts like these name Lucky Strike first choice for personal smoking enjoyment, then you know.
LSMFT, LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke the smoke tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike. Remember,
by a 50% margin over any other brand, independent tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're broadcasting from America's foremost desert resort, Palm Springs, surrounded by Indio, Cathedral City, and 29 Palms. And since we can't bring you the lady from 29 Palms, we give you the man of 39 years, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And Don, even though last week was my birthday, I just can't realize that I'm 39 years old.
Really, Jack?
Yeah, it seems like I'm still 38. Oh, well. After I've been 39 for a few years, I'll get used to it. Tell me, Don, have you been enjoying your stay here in Palm Springs?
Oh, tremendously, Jack. The first day I got here, I put on my shorts, went out in the patio, and lay on my back and took a sun bath.
Oh, how was it?
Well, my legs and shoulders were warm, but it was snowing up on my stomach.
So that's what it was. I saw a tourist turn to his wife and say, look, dear, Mount San Jacinto has a dimple in the middle. But Don, Palm Springs is really a great place for a rest. So peaceful and quiet. You sit out in the sun all day and all you can hear is the sound of your skin cracking. Anyway, Don, you did manage to get a nice tan, you know?
Well, Jack, I've been outdoors quite a bit. In fact, I've been horseback riding every day.
Well, horseback riding is wonderful exercise. I do it all the time.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Mary.
I'm sorry I'm late, Jack. On my way over here, I stopped in at the post office.
The post office?
Yeah, they make the best date milkshake there.
Oh, I don't know, Mary. I always get my milkshakes at the hardware store here. They put nuts in it, you know? Really, that didn't sound like us at all, did it? They're really delicious, you know?
You know, Jack, it's strange how almost every place in Palm Springs sells steaks on the side.
You're not kidding, Don. You know, a few years ago, there used to be a place here called the Palm Springs Funeral Parlor and Date Shop. Their slogan was, try our large economy-sized box.
Look, Jack, I just wanted to explain why I was late. I didn't mean to start a routine.
Well, when you came in, Don and I were talking about horses. You know, Don, I've had a lot of experience with them, and the main thing to remember...
Oh, stop, will you? All you know about horses is that they don't wear high-heeled shoes.
That's so. I know plenty.
Tell Don what happened at Roger's stables the other morning.
Never mind. The only reason I fell off the horse was because I was trying that new trick, and you know.
What trick was that, Mary?
Well, Jack put a handkerchief on the ground and said he'd ride by at full speed and pick it up.
Oh.
So what happened?
He picked up the handkerchief, dropped his teeth, picked up his teeth, dropped his hair, picked up his hair, and fell in a gopher hole.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. some rhythm. Boy, you really make things up, don't you?
I'm not making up anything. You've even riding the horse side saddle.
Well, you're supposed to. It was a female horse. Now, let's drop it. Don, has Dennis come in yet? It's time for a song.
Well, no, he hasn't, Jack, and neither has Phil Harris.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Don, Phil won't be here, and it's my own fault.
Your fault? What do you mean?
Well, before we left, Phil asked me how things were in Palm Springs. I said dry, and before I could tell him I meant the climate, he called up and canceled his reservation. By the way, Mary, where are you staying?
Well, I don't know the name of it, but it's a place on the corner of La Jolla and Indian Avenue.
Well, I'll drop it. Wait a minute, I passed that corner yesterday. It's a vacant lot.
That was yesterday. Today there's a $2 million hotel there.
What?
And it's booked solid till May.
Well, I don't doubt it. You know, the demand for hotel rooms is terrific. I know a fellow who has nothing but the blueprints, and 12 people are sleeping on it. They get off already, he could start building. This place is really popular.
You know, I was amazed when I got down here this year and saw all the beautiful new places that have been built. It's getting swankier and swankier every year.
You're right, Dan. Oh, that's your life.
You're right, Don. The most important people in society come here. Why, even Winthrop Rockefeller and his bride were going to spend their honeymoon at Palm Springs.
Why didn't they come?
He couldn't afford it.
Mary, stop being silly. Rockefeller's got almost as much money as Crosby. Say, that reminds me, you know, Bob Hope did a broadcast from here a few weeks ago, and they made him the mayor of Palm Springs, and Jerry Colonna, the chief of police.
What'd they do for you?
They broke my glasses and pushed me out in the middle of Palm Canyon Drive. But I don't care, say. Doesn't make any difference. Oh, there's the phone. Maybe that's Dennis now. Hello?
Hello, Benny. This is Jerry Colonna, Palm Springs Chief of Police.
Jerry Colonna? Well, gee, Colonna, I'm glad you phoned me.
Hold the wire a second, Benny. My duties as police chief are calling me. I see a desperate criminal walking toward me on Indian Avenue. I recognize him. It's Jesse James.
Wait a minute, Colonna. Jesse James has been dead for 50 years.
Wonderful climate here, isn't it?
Yes, you know, Professor Colonna, I would have phoned you, but I didn't know where you live.
Oh, I'm living at the YWCA.
The YWCA? Isn't that just for women?
I don't ask questions. I just have fun.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Colonna, what'd you really call me for?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Benny, but I had to arrest Dennis Day this afternoon.
Dennis arrested? Why?
He's been in town 3 days and he hasn't paid for the air he's breathing.
But, Colonna, there's no charge for fresh air.
This your first trip to Palm Springs, bud?
Look, would you let me speak to the kid, please?
Okay. Hey, Dennis, your boss wants you on the telephone. Gee, Mr. Colonna, can I talk? Yes, but don't breathe. All right. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Don't worry about anything, kid. They can't charge you for the air you breathe. Colonna's nuts.
Not as nutty as I am. I paid him $200.
Well, that's the silliest thing I ever heard in all my 39 years.
How many years?
39.
What's the matter? You crazy or something?
What?
I said, what's the matter? You crazy or something?
No, wait a minute. Dennis, that wasn't Colonna. That was you all the time. Why did you pull a trick like that?
Oh, I just thought I'd have a little fun. Would you like to hear Ronald Coleman now?
No, and get over here.
All right, old fellow, if I can break away from Benita.
Now cut that out! And get over here immediately. You have to sing.
All right, just a second. I want to say goodbye to my friends. Goodbye, Ronnie. Goodbye, old fellow. Nice of you to drop in. Goodbye, Colonna. Better go, Gabe. Don't be late.
Dennis, give my regards and come over.
Who was it, Jack?
The Andrews sister. Say, Don, it'll be a few minutes before Dennis gets here, so how about having the quartet do a commercial now?
Okay, Jack, I've got the sportsman right here, and the number they've prepared is very appropriate for Palm Springs. It's called My Adobe Hacienda.
Good, good, but have them sing it straight, Don. I don't like it when they embellish it with their own ideas.
I've heard it, Jack, and they sing it beautifully.
All right, but fellas, remember, I want you to sing it straight all the way through. Do you promise? Thanks. Take it, boys.
In my Adobe Hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico.
I think.
darkness lovelier than Orchid. Blooming in the patio.
I see.
Drops and the stars and from all the cars. Make every evening seem so sweet.
I think.
In my and open hacienda. Life and love are more complete.
I see.
Boy, now look at, hold it a minute, hold it. Don, there was no commercial in it. Where is it?
It's coming. Go ahead, boy.
Everybody's smoking Lucky. Lucky's right to smoke for me.
That's right.
Spend your food and spend your sweetie. They say yeah, let's and let's be.
You bet.
Every man who knows where that fine tobacco grows will say it's Lucky 2 to 1.
Should be 3.
In my head, it's only Hacienda.
That's enough, boy. That's all I want, fellas.
Into the market of Vista.
Fellas, that's enough. All I want is a commercial. Boy, Don, they promised me. Look. Fellas, look at it. I don't want it. Wait a minute, boy. Look, wait a minute, fellas. I don't want it. Wait a minute, boy. Don, San Jacinto boy, you promised me they would sing it straight. How can you do this to me?
Well, Jack, it isn't Don's fault. Why don't you have a serious talk with the quartet?
I think I will. Oh, boys. See, Mary, what's the use? I mean, you can't talk to them.
Well, Jack, let me try it.
Okay.
Oh, boys.
There, you see? What did it get you?
A date for tonight, I think.
Hey, that's pretty good, you ad-libbing little fool, you. That was very, very good. Okay. Come in.
Pardon the intrusion, Mr. Benny.
Well, Mr. Kitzel. Mr. Kitzel, I'm certainly surprised to see you here in Palm Springs.
You surprised?
What do you mean, ho, 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 ho?
This morning, my wife and I started from Los Angeles to visit my relations in Santa Barbara.
But in Santa Barbara's in the opposite direction. How'd you wind up here?
My wife was giving instructions.
What?
Turn to the left, turn to the right, turn to the left, go straight ahead, back yourself up, make a U-turn.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible? The bus driver got so mad, he put us off.
Oh, you were on a bus?
Yes, we was on a bus, but for the last 10 miles, we had to walk.
Tuck in.
I finally got so thirsty, I could hardly stand it. And suddenly, I saw an orange grove, and in front of it was a little stand with a sign what says, all you can drink for 10 cents.
Oh, yes, I've seen those signs. All you can drink for 10 cents.
So I slapped down a dime and I asked the man for 50 gallons.
50 gallons?
He didn't say you got to drink it there.
I know, but Mr. Kitzel asking for 50 gallons, what did the man do?
What did he do? He took my dime and he threw me in a well.
In a well?
Yes. The sign said, all you can drink, but it didn't say what.
Oh, yes, I see.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Benny, I got to be slashing along.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel, I'm glad you dropped in.
Happy Sunday.
You know, Mary, he sure is a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, when I finish building my house here, I think I'll invite him down for a few weeks.
Oh, Jack, I didn't know you were building a house in Palm Springs.
Oh, yes, Don. It's over near the mountains. And you want to know something? They wanted $5,000 just to dig the excavation.
$5,000?
That's what they wanted. But you know what I did, Don?
What, Mary?
I started a rumor that there was gold on Jack's property, and the next morning there was an excavation 12 feet deep. Oh,
for heaven's sakes, who dug it?
Jack did.
It would have been deeper, but I didn't have a shovel with me.
Where'd you say this house is, your building?
Well, it's a little south of town, out by the Palm Springs Biltmore. See, to reach it, you have to pass the El Irisado, the Normandy Village, the Racquet Club, the Montecito, and the Rossmore. Well, that takes care of everybody and puts a clean sheet on my bed. I think.
Say, Jack, what? Instead of building a house, why don't you build a hotel here? A hotel here is much better.
Well, Mary, I'm not taking that kind of a gamble, you see? Now, you take the Biltmore Hotel. The Biltmore Hotel costs $3 million to build. They've been open 4 days. They haven't got their money back yet, you know? Believe me, I'm not taking any chances.
Say, Jack, we'd love to see the new house you're building. Would you take us over?
I'll be glad to, Don. Of course, it's not nearly finished yet.
Oh, hello. But... here I am, Mr. Benny.
Well, it's about time you got here. You and your impersonations. I hope you have a good reason for being late, Dennis.
Oh, I have. I was tired and overslept because yesterday I went skiing on Mount San Jacinto.
You were skiing on Mount San Jacinto?
Yeah, when I was halfway down the mountain, it got up and put a shirt on.
What?
Jack, he means...
I know what he means. I know. Go ahead and sing your song.
In the sleepy town of San Juanito, Senor and Senorita, and the serenade of the bell. Seems they ask the padre for permission to be married early in the spring. But their folks had made just one condition, that the mission bell had to ring. Everyone knew the bells were broken and hadn't sounded for a long, long time. Then one night the village was astounded, for the bells began to chime. Till the bells are broken goes the story. But if in your heart a true love dwells, they will ring for you in all their glory. That's the serenade of the bell. The serenade of the bell.
That was Serenade of the Bell, sung by Dennis Day. Very good, Dennis.
Thanks.
By the way, kid, I was looking at you when you were singing. You've been in Palm Springs for the last 5 days. You look awfully pale.
Yeah, nothing seems to help me. Every morning I got up early and put on my shorts, covered myself with suntan oil, and would lie on my back for hours, but I couldn't get a sunburn.
Yeah, I can't understand it. All week it's been nice and sunny outside.
Oh, outside!
Dennis, why don't you grab your tongue and see how far you can throw your head? I knew that joke would mean nothing after this. Sometimes I wonder...
Hey, Jack.
What?
If you're going to take us over to see your new house, we better get started.
Come on, everybody, before we all melt. Let's go, will you? Well, kids, here we are. There's my house. What do you think of it?
Oh, boy, I think it's swell.
I can't wait till it's finished. How do you like it, Mary?
Well, it's very nice, but what's the idea of all those statues on the roof?
Those aren't statues. Hey, you guys, get a move on up there. I wonder where Mr. Nelson, the builder, is.
Maybe that's him over there.
Where?
Well, coming toward us on horseback.
Oh, yes. Mr. Nelson! Mr. Nelson!
Yes! Yeah.
Mr. Nelson, you're supposed to be supervising this job. What are you doing on that horse?
The British are coming.
They are not.
Then I better go take the lantern out of the tower of the El Mirador.
Come back here. You can do that later.
Whoa!
I think.
Now, Mr. Nelson, I came over to see how my house is coming along. I'd like to see the grounds first.
All right, all right. We'll go around to the backyard. Follow me. We're coming around to the back, man!
That was a spurt. Well, Mr. Nelson, everything I've seen so far looks very nice. And, there's the tennis court.
Yes, sir. We just finished that tennis court this morning. Isn't it a beauty?
It sure is. Hey, wait a minute. There's nothing on the other side of the net. There's only half a court there.
Oh, were you going to play with someone?
Can you imagine that, Mary? How can I play on half a tennis court?
Well, Jack, you don't play tennis.
That's right. What am I mad about?
Say, Mr. Benny, didn't you say you had a swimming pool?
Sure, kid. It's right. Hey, Mr. Nelson, where's the swimming pool?
The what?
The swimming pool. Where is it?
Why, now, that's funny. It was here yesterday. I'll check on this. Hey, Melvin.
Yeah?
We seem to have lost Mr. Benny's swimming pool. Were you at the cove?
Never mind. Let's go. Hey, wait a minute. Look at this lumber. It's so green the sap is oozing out of it.
Oh, that isn't sap. We soaked the lumber in orange juice 24 hours before we nail it up.
Broken oranges. What does that do for the lumber?
Nothing, but we've got the healthiest termites in the world.
Hey, Jack, how about showing us through the rooms?
All right. Mr. Nelson, we want to go inside the house.
Okay, just follow me. All right, man, we're coming into the house!
Nice, what activity there is. By the way, Mr. Nelson, what is that man doing over there with the saw?
He's playing it. He just got his union card from Petrillo.
Well, why should he be...
Oh, Jack, look at that darling little breakfast nook. Isn't it cute?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Livingston. That's the front hall.
Front hall? Why, that shouldn't be out here in the back, should it?
No. No, it shouldn't. I ought to get a zero for that.
Now, look, Mr. Nelson, I want to see all the rooms downstairs first.
Yeah, very well. Follow me, and I'll show you the downstairs room. Here's the dining room. Here's the den. And here's the... Well, what do you know? Here's the attic.
The attic on the first floor? What's it doing down here?
I guess those termites are healthier than he thought they were.
You're not kidding. Say, Mary, doesn't that fellow hammering there look familiar?
Well, he sure does.
I'm going over and talk to him. Hey, mister, haven't I seen you before?
Very likely. I'm Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? Frankie, what are you doing here working as a carpenter?
I'm between pictures.
But, Frankie, you're a big star. You're also on the hit parade. Why do you take a job like this?
Look, Jackson, in Palm Springs, a carpenter makes much more than a star. I think.
I know, but, Frankie, I can't understand why a fellow like you... How do you like that? He fell right through a crack. Oh, well, it's just as well. Two more lines and I'd have had to pay him. Afra, is he with Afra? Now, Mr. Nelson.
Jack, let's go upstairs and see the bedroom.
All right, how about it, Mr. Nelson?
Certainly, if you wish. Okay, men, ready or not, here we come.
Hey, Mr. It's a regular beehive, isn't it?
Say, Mr. Benny, when they finish your house, I'm going to live here with you.
What makes you think so?
They nail my shoes to the floor. I think.
Oh, pry yourself loose. I'm not taking in any boarders. Say, Mr. Nelson, we've been going all through the house, and I haven't seen any bathroom.
Oh, my goodness, we forgot to build one.
You forgot to build a bathroom? Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to give you a flashlight and a pair of slippers.
Listen, you're not. You're going to build one. Now, Mr. Nelson, where's my bedroom?
Oh, the master bedroom. Here it is, right here.
Say, it looks... Why, Rochester.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Rochester, what are you doing here in my bedroom?
I moved in already.
But the house isn't ready yet. Besides, your room is over the garage.
You ain't got a garage.
What?
Last night, the termites had a party and served it buffet style.
Rochester, you mean to tell me that the termites ate up my whole garage?
Oh, but the cement floor, they saved that for dancing.
Well, this is terrible. I left my violin in there.
They ate that, too.
How do you know?
They were bourbon, love, and bloom.
Rochester, if you saw them eating my violin, why didn't you stop them?
By the time I got here, they were using the strings for dental floss.
Dental floss?
I think.
Look, Rochester, you can stop all this silly talk and you're not getting the master bedroom. Now take your 12 trunks and get them out of here.
Okay, you win. Come on, Jezebel.
That's fine. He had to bring a dog in my house.
Don't worry, boss. I gave him a flashlight and 4 bedroom slippers.
Good.
Now, Mr. Benny, you'd better hurry if you want to see the rest of the house. It's getting late.
I want to go out on the balcony first because I know I'll spend a lot of time there taking sun baths and everything.
Oh, let's see the rest of the house.
We can do that later. I want to see the balcony. It'll just take a minute. Darn it, this door sticks. I got it. My, look at that marble. I don't know yet. Mr. Nelson! Mr. Why did you put a door there and no balcony?
Because my brother-in-law's a doctor.
What?
You're the third one this week.
Oh, nuts. Come on, Harry.
By a 50% margin over any other brand, independent tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike, first choice.
Back of that statement is an impartial Crosley poll just completed in 11 southern tobacco states. This famous authentic research group reveals that when independent tobacco experts choose a cigarette for their own personal smoking enjoyment,
over 50% more named Lucky Strike than any other brand.
Yes, the impartial Crosley poll shows...
By a 50% margin over any other brand, independent tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice.
These are the tobacco experts, the independent buyers, auctioneers, and warehousemen who buy, sell, and handle tobacco at the auctions.
You heard the poll results. Now listen to what Mr. Joe Burnett, ace tobacco auctioneer of Buffalo Springs, Virginia, recently said.
At auction after auction, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy quality tobacco. Fine, light, fragrant tobacco that makes a grand smoke. I've smoked Lucky's myself for 16 years.
So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, remember...
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw. So smoke the smoke tobacco expert smoke. Remember,
by a 50% margin over any other brand, independent tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.